Commentator David Ewing Duncan wonders if the dot-com crash signals a de facto truce in the war between the classes in his San Francisco neighborhood.
I recently received an email inviting me to shake my fist during a rally decrying evictions in San Francisco's Mission District, a working-class neighborhood where Latinos and artists have been driven out by meteoric rises in rents. The Anti-Displacement Coalition formed itself during the recent dot-com boom to fight the sudden appearance of high-tech companies storming into the Mission and against gentrification in general. Last summer, they smashed a computer on the steps of City Hall in what the local press dubbed the dot-com wars. They staged rallies when widows were evicted and when real estate moguls threw out body shops and taquerias in favor of internet graphics firms and chic bistros. But that was when BMWs were replicating like guppies around here, and fashionably thin men and women appeared in the crosswalks next to Honduran immigrants in T-shirts and dreadlock poets with pierced lips. The drone of cell phones threatened to overwhelm the beat of salsa from radios mounted in fruit stands. This was a mere 9 months ago. Today, the dot-comers are gone like a lost computer file, but their enemies are still here in force. Never mind that San Francisco suddenly has 4 million square feet of empty commercial space, much of it in the Mission and surrounding neighborhoods. Chain-link fences surround dead dot-coms, and entire blocks of cheap dot-comer lofts just constructed for the boom stand mute, hung with flashy banners offering full internet connections. With a suddenness that has knocked the breath out of this city, grandmothers and poets are safe again in the Mission. Right now, San Francisco reminds me of the Salvador Dali painting, The Persistence of Memory, where clocks are dripping over a table in rocks. The very physics of the place has shifted from frenzied revolution, where you either got it or you didn't, to an open-jawed, rolling blackout-addled, layoff-riddled, bay-wide, huh? I missed the anti-displacement rally the other day, though I have to admit to being curious. Certainly, evictions continue in a town where rents are still obscenely high, and city planning seems to have improved little since the original gold rush. Yet there is something peculiar about a place where revolutions are so often declared and clung to past their time. What's left of this one, too, needs to whoosh, disappear into the fog that rolls over the city to chill everything this time of year. Until the next revolution, that is, which should arrive about the time the fog lifts.
The comments of David Ewing Duncan, whose documentary on the internet crash is called GoldRush.com. His latest book is Calendar.